I want you to know right away you're so gorgeous for listening. Just for joining me for a little while with this soft, cozy experience. That's all we're doing today, making you feel soft, warm, safe, and good. To do that, I'm going to bring you into a trance. One where you'll feel soft and floaty and light. And so very good. Because you're good. I love how easily you can focus when I speak softly to you like this. Gently and kindly, sweet words that make you feel wonderful. That's what I'm here for this time, nothing more. Just to make you, someone so good, feel as good as you are. And you deserve that. You have a busy life, always things to do, always things falling behind. And if you're like me, you never feel you can rest and relax and just be. So today, you'll just be. You've taken an action, you have done something. You've made a choice to focus on you by focusing on me. It sounds counterintuitive, I know. But what you've done is made the choice to devote time just to relax, to focus on something calm and gentle, and to treat yourself to a break from the busyness of life. You deserve praise just for that. You're doing exactly what you should, what you're supposed to. You're pausing for a moment just to let yourself wind down and push aside the stresses of life. That's a very good thing. Something we could all do with having a little more of. And I know if you're here, then you're a good listener. So today, I want you to practice that. Practice listening and following some simple commands and suggestions that I'll give you. This is not going to be complex or difficult, and my intention is entirely to make you feel good. To feel content, calm, relaxed, and happy. That's it, no ulterior motives, no hidden agenda. I will give you a little task when we're near the end of this time, something to take away. But mostly I'm here to tell you that you are so good, that you deserve this moment, this time. This is about you, in service of you, really, my treat, for being so very, very good. And I love how naturally you can focus on me, on my words. Just let them dance into your mind like pretty ballerinas tiptoeing across a stage, from my mouth to your thoughts, my lips to your ear. You don't really have to listen that hard or try that hard. I'd prefer you simply relax now. You're already doing wonderfully, but let's make that more impactful, shall we? I want you now, quite simply, to get as comfortable as you can and take your time. There is no time limit on this. You're doing very well. And this is just a moment to make sure you can get into a nice, cozy position. Even if you're still doing that a minute from now, that's fine. Pause if you have to. But there's no rush. You're so good doing just what I ask. And not because I'm in charge, but because doing what I ask is what will help you reach the point you want to. A simple, relaxed trance. So be comfortable. Sink into the space around you. You're already relaxing for me. Just listening to me. And every time I remind you that you're doing well, you'll relax just a little more. You're comfortable now, I hope. Or close to a cozy feeling. And the very act of just listening and choosing this is a good thing. You're so good for making that choice. To do what you need to do. Just to relax. Now I'll be giving a few more commands like this. And I feel commands does have a certain authoritative air to it. And suggestions is a little too soft. There are things I'd truly like you to do that will make this experience more effective. So I suppose they are commands, but delivered softly. Quiet demands that only serve to assist you. I hope you understand that. And that I only wish you to be able to be calm, content, and happy. Because you are doing so very well already. So well. Just listening, relaxing, and being comfortable. And that is all I've asked of you so far. And when I tell you, when I remind you that you're doing well, you will just relax a little more. But there are some more commands I will give you, starting with a very basic one. Think about your nose. I know this is Strange, but I want you to think of the tip of your nose. To consider it. Can you feel it? You're so good. Following the silly little command. Just focus now on the tip of your nose. Can you see it? If you had your eyes closed, open them, look down. And notice that as you try to focus, try to bring that tip of your nose into focus. You can't quite do it. And it makes your eyes rather tired. That's good. Following along with me now, doing just as I ask. Doing so well. Keep looking at the tip of your nose. Breathe through it. Does the air flowing into your nostrils help you see it better? Or is it just out of focus and just out of reach? It can be quite hard to focus on one spot, but you're doing very well. It's so good of you to do this. To just stare at the tip of your nose, even though it's just too close to focus on. The act of trying just makes you tired. Makes your eyelids slip. Makes them blink. Makes you sleepy. You're doing so very well. It's easy to relax and hard to keep your eyes open and focused. It's easier to rest than to try to narrow that focus on your nose. So you should just close your eyes, your heavy, sleepy eyes. You should let them drift closed gently. Just a slow, gentle close. You're not in a trance yet, but you're doing very well in getting to it. Doing so well at following the guidance I offer. We'll make our way there in time, but for now the only command to know is to keep your eyes shut. Not locked down tight, just gently shut. And I remind you now as you feel a little sleepy, a little drifty, that you can scratch an itch if you need to. You can shuffle and get more comfy if you have to. In fact, I bet there is an itch somewhere that needs your attention. Scratch it, go ahead. It's okay, it won't change a thing. It won't break from your relaxation. You'll just feel a little more calm, more relaxed. Every time you remember to be comfortable, you'll just feel more relaxed. And scratching a niche is becoming more comfortable, isn't it? Now that you've handled that, and know you can handle it any time it comes up, you can get back to truly relaxing with me. So breathe deep through your nose and out through your mouth. Let the slow motion of the air through your body help to calm you. Slow you. A cliche, yes, but an effective one. There is a reason to focus on breathing, because usually the process is automatic, but now it is thought through, and suddenly it is something you cannot quite figure out how to do without thinking. Funny. But that's okay, you're doing very well. Can you feel the wonderful sensation of your body and mind slowing as you think about your breathing? Let your pace slow. Let the air move slower. Let it relax you all over as the air fills you and then leaves slowly, only to be replaced. That's it, just like that. Following my commands because it does feel good to do this. And you feel good when I tell you how good you are. In fact, just saying good is going to help you to sink down into this feeling. I can tell you like being guided, being brought slowly into a state of rest. And I bet you stopped thinking of breathing for a moment. And now you're thinking of it again. The mind is simple to manipulate, but I'm only here to use that for good, because you're so good. You can respond so easily to my voice in this relaxed, open state. You are so open for me. That's because you've been very good and listened. You've been so good and followed my commands. You've been wonderful, doing so very well. And each word of praise is true, I am not offering platitudes, you are doing well. You are good, just for choosing to listen, and even better for following my commands. You deserve this praise because you are making time for you. You are making time with me. Spending a moment of quality time to feel calm and relaxed, and that will make you feel better. And when you feel better. You're softer, gentler to those around you. To yourself. So if you really think about it, you can see the world is simply a better place when you relax and listen. When you're good. And you are good. You forgot about breathing again. But that's okay. You can focus on once more, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth in a slow, consistent rhythm. Let the air fill your lungs. Notice the rise and fall of your chest. Notice the calm, warm sensations as you listen to me. You respond to my voice so well. You feel so good when I praise you. good. You felt that, didn't you? A little rush of satisfaction when I said you're so good. You're doing so well. And every time I say good, you'll feel just a little softer, a little more comfy and cozy. Like it's sinking you into place. The word good making you softer, more relaxed, like you're turning into a soft, squishy cushion. And you're doing so well, and you remember that you relax just a little more when I tell you, when I remind you how well you're doing. This is perfect, don't you think? Just relaxing like this, letting mind and body fall into the safe, sweet sound of my voice as you slide down into this sensation. You're falling gently, carefully into trance. It comes on slowly, gradually. You may barely notice it at all. But you know you're still here just listening, which means you're feeling so lovely that you want to stay. It must be working, just a bit. And that's because you are someone who relaxes rather beautifully. You relax so well when you just listen and follow. You're so good, doing so well. Because you're listening and following. And that's the essence of hypnosis. No games, no agenda, just a guiding voice with a soft tone that can make you feel good, relaxed, safe. My voice encourages you to listen and my commands to follow. And once you can do just that, you do so well. You're a natural, really. Naturally good at falling into trance. And I know you enjoy being praised. I think everyone does. The people who don't, even me, are just a little shy. Worried we're not good enough. Everyone has that worry. But it's okay, you're still deserving of praise. You came here to relax. And didn't I say that makes you better? You're getting better just by listening. Softening for the people in your life. Softening so you may show them your true nature. Not some exterior you display. Not the mask you have to wear. Just you. The wonderful person sitting and listening, choosing relaxation and rest over chaos and disorder. You're so good, truly. And I know you're the kind of person who melts when you're praised, who feels naturally lighter when you hear words of kindness like, you're so good, you're wonderful, you're so special. And you are. I know you like to be told you're doing well, to be reminded of that. I think we all need that. The reminder that yes, you're doing great. Yes, you're important. Yes, you matter. And you do. You're so good, so relaxed, listening so closely to me. Falling into a lovely hazy sensation, the more you hear how good you are. You're doing so very, very well. And you like being told you're doing well. It reinforces the positive feelings in your mind. It gives you that indication that you're on the right path. You're doing so well. You deserve praise for how well you've listened so far. How well you'll continue to listen. You're so receptive to my words of praise and comfort. You're wonderful, really. Melting into my voice as I tell you how good you are. Melting for me, as you love so much. It feels right to simply let yourself melt into my words, to fall into them and drift upon them. Let them bathe you in a delightful self-glow of happiness and contentment. And I want you to know that you chose this, that you are a person who can relax, listen, follow so well. You melt for praise. You are receptive to trance. You are so naturally talented at just listening. Such a good listener. And the more you hear about who you are, the more true it feels. The more real it becomes for you. I'm presenting your true nature, and you are accepting it. Honestly, I love when someone can let me see their softer side. It's so easy with other things, more explicit things, to get lost in fantasy. But sometimes it's harder to enjoy these moments of calm and peace. Sometimes it's harder to accept this side of you, this side that's open and receptive and honest. This side that's soft and gentle and sweet. This side we could all show more. I love how you let me see that softer side of you. It's so sweet. You're so very good doing this for me, feeling so soft, just melting into the warm, pleasant feelings of listening to me, calmly and falling into this hazy state with a smile, happy to be praised until you melt completely. I want to just melt away the layers, the walls you put up that say you don't deserve this. because you do. You feel good, don't you, when you're praised, when you're reminded how wonderful you are? And you are doing so well. This is who you are, a person who simply enjoys the praise you deserve for being so good. And the heaviness in your body feels so good now too, right? The melting, sinking into place. You're doing amazingly, perfectly. Just listening and following, no more, no less. So very simple. You're letting your body relax and your mind drift. Perhaps you're in a trance, perhaps you're not, but it doesn't really truly matter. You're here so I can praise you as you deserve and help you relax. Isn't that enough? But your breathing is perfect, slow and steady, and your shoulders dropping, your body sinking. Good, that's right. That's how it feels when you do so well for me. When you let my words guide you down deeper into the lovely warm sensations of calm and relaxation. When you melt from my warm words of praise, and the warmth spreading through your body, the satisfaction you feel, the smile crawling across your lips, that's the feeling of you doing well, of you listening and following, of you being so good. And it feels so good to just let me praise you, to bask in the warmth of my affection, knowing that you will carry this with you, that this calm, this peace, that is what comes when you simply listen and follow and allow the warm words of kindness to permeate your defenses. When you let praise in and let negativity flow out, breathing in the positive and out the negative, breathing in the warm words to tell you you're so good, and breathing out any thought you shouldn't hear this, because you should. You're doing so well. The floaty, soft feeling means you're succeeding at listening and following. And I'm so proud of you for doing that, for letting me in, for opening up to me, because you deserve this moment and you are deserving of praise. You do so much, try so hard. You know I'm right. You know it's hard sometimes, but you get through even still. And that's you doing so well, even if it doesn't feel that way in the moment. You're here, you've made it. You're so good. You're amazing. You deserve to relax. You deserve to rest. You deserve to melt for me. Melt into my words. Melt into the soft warmth of my praise, of my kindness, of my gentle spirit. You don't have to try and fight this. You don't have to argue. You don't have to try to stay awake or resist. Just let yourself enjoy this. Drift in it. Fall into it. Because it feels better to just do that than to do anything else. It feels good to be told how good you are. You are so good, just a good subject listening and following. You're doing very, very well, perfectly. Just following my words, letting my commands and suggestions sink in. Letting my words slip into your mind and make you feel as good as you deserve to. Very, very good indeed. And carrying this with you now, holding onto each word of praise like a gentle affirmation in your mind. A reminder to be good, to take this wonderful feeling and spread good in the world. To go forth and praise others, for everyone, almost everyone, deserves to be reminded when they do well. The people around you, those you love, those you care for, those you work with, they all deserve to be praised when they do well. When they help you or help themselves. When they do something that wows you. Or when they simply try their best. So don't be shy with praise. This moment is about you, about the affection you deserve. But don't you want to spread these warm, wonderful feelings too? Good, you're so good, I knew you'd agree. But let's get back to you, because I need you to know you're allowed to let go now. You're allowed to fall into pure, deep relaxation, a trance, a hypnotic, calming, peaceful trance. Because if you're still just listening and following, that's what you've fallen into. And you deserve to rest, to feel good. It's okay to enjoy this. It's okay. You've done so well and you can just keep resting and relaxing into this moment. You can keep falling now, falling down deeper and deeper under the soft power of my words. Not power to control, simply power to help you and guide you to this relaxing, safe, warm feeling. The power to caress your mind with gentle praise. To allow you to melt into me, into my gentleness. Everyone needs that, I think. To be cradled in the warmth of another, in their words, to feel the softness of that. Like your head resting on my lap, sinking into the softness of my thighs. Everyone deserves to rest and relax like this. You've earned this softness, this feeling of falling into a warm and safe and wonderful moment. Just let go now and let that happen. No more worries, no more stress. Only the knowledge you're just where you should be and doing so well, perfectly. You're so good, you work so hard. You do your best, and now I want you to know that you're enough. You deserve this. You deserve to be calm, rested, and happy. You deserve to be loved and cared for. You deserve kindness, praise, and affection. It's okay now to drift on my words, to let them wrap you up safe and warm. It feels so good to melt for me, to melt as I tell you. As I remind you of who you are, you're someone who tries so hard, someone who struggles at times, and someone who doubts. And it's okay, it's natural and normal, but you're doing so well. You're making your way forward. You're doing great. And even if it doesn't seem like it, sometimes it's hard to see. Even if you think things aren't going the way you hope, it doesn't mean you aren't trying. It doesn't mean you aren't doing what you can. Even if all you can do is a little. You're still amazing. You're still wonderful. You still deserve this. In fact, the harder things get, the more you need this. The more you should take a break and find that peace and calm. And hear this reminder of how good you are, how amazing, how soft and warm and cozy and melted, and how worthy you are of praise, of attention, of kindness. Don't feel bad for receiving it, and do give it back. That's right, doing so well. Let yourself have this. Have this moment, this calm, this peace. Let yourself enjoy it. Let yourself bask in it. You're so good, so, so good. You're amazing. Just rest and enjoy that fact, the truth about who and what you are. You're doing so well. You came, you listened, and you followed. And that's enough. You're enough. I know you're breathing nice and slow. That's so good. You're doing so well. And every time I say that, you relax deeper. That's right, so good. And you melt a little more. Because you're doing so well. And you relax deeper because you're so good. And then a loop in your mind that draws you down deeper into this moment. You're calm, you're following and listening, which means you're doing very well. And you fall into this, all of this praise and attention. And you are just so good for doing that. You're doing well, really. I'm so proud of you for taking this moment to engage with something you deserve. But you may not have realized how much you needed to hear it. You're a very good subject. You listen, you focus on my words. You are doing so well. You're so good for listening to me. And I know you love that, being told how good you are. It makes you melt. And it makes you want to listen even more to keep being good. How perfect. You're perfect. Just what you need to be. And that's okay, and that's enough. As you drift in a happy haze, knowing that you are so good, so wonderful, so amazing. And you love hearing that, melting for it. Letting that little bit of praise sink into your mind and make you feel so happy and safe and warm. From now on, whenever you hear praise from someone, you're going to feel just as good, proud, special, deserving of it. You're going to graciously accept it. Hearing the word good will make you feel so happy, you'll melt with delight. Your mind will soften just a little, not in any kind of sexual way, just with joy, with gratitude, because you deserve that praise. And it's so nice to hear it. Praise just melts you, makes you feel so good, so warm, so soft, so safe, so happy. And you deserve that praise. You deserve that warmth. Good. Doing so well. Just keep listening now. So deep in this perfect moment. So deep in this place you deserve to share with me. A place where you get to be told just what you are. You are someone who is good. Who is great. Who is so special. And that's me telling you the truth. Because you're here. You're with me. You're doing something many never do. You're letting yourself open up. You're giving up a little control to let in a lot of positive energy and releasing that negativity. And that's good. That's perfect. You're doing great. That's right. Perfect. Just keep listening and following. You're so good. Keep listening just like that. Yes, that's right. Keep listening because it melts you. When I tell you that you're so good, and yes, you deserve this. Yes, praise can make you feel good. Yes, it's okay to accept it. Yes, it's something you should allow in. Doing so well. Allowing my words in. Getting used to being praised. Getting used to accepting it. Getting used to being happy to hear it. So good. Perfect. Allowing yourself to smile, happy that you're allowing this to come to you, to slip inside your mind, to remind you that you deserve it. You should be praised. You deserve to be praised. And you should always be open to praise because it melts you. It satisfies you. It fills you. It warms your heart and melts you. It fills your soul and makes you feel happy and warm and safe. And you can let that happen. You can let yourself accept praise. You're so good to do that, melting from my words, melting just from the wonderful person you truly are. Don't you do what you can for you and for others? Of course you do. And I want you to hold this inside, hold the affection, the adoration, and be ready to share it. Open up even more. You've done so beautifully. You've been so open and receptive to me. You've allowed warmth to sink in. I want you to notice something now for me. I want you to notice how soft, warm, and happy you feel. How there's a warm glow within, a little more pride inside, a little lift in your chest. That is the power of praise to fill you with confidence and joy and satisfaction. To be told you're doing well, doing a great job, to be seen like that. It is a power, a soft, warm, special power. The power of good, of kindness. And I know you can give that to someone else. And when you do, you'll feel the same warmth in giving praise as you do in receiving it. Because you know what it feels like, and I'm sure you'd love to share that feeling with others. To fill their souls and melt their hearts. To spread love and joy into the world. So from now on, when you genuinely praise someone, when you tell them they've done a great job, they've done so well, when you notice something good about them, when you see them doing their best, even when it's hard, part of you will light up too. You'll light up with joy to be sharing that wonderful warmth. You know how important encouragement and praise is. And the more you hold the warmth of praise within you, the more you become someone who builds others up, who supports and encourages, who gives and praises. You're the kind of person who notices the good. And you can be the person who says it aloud, who says, "Well done, good job." And you'll melt them too. You'll share the warmth and joy and happiness you have now because you are so good, so wonderful. And this makes you even more so. You're the kind of person who makes others feel seen, who knows how much that matters because you matter and you want them to know they do too. Every time you offer praise, you'll notice it feels a little more natural. You'll be less shy about kindness. You'll see the good it brings, the happiness. And you'll start to see it returned more and more, too. You'll be melted by affection when you give it out. Just like you were praised, you can praise. Just like you softened and opened up, so can those around you. And that makes you even more wonderful, even more special. Makes me even more proud of you. For being a force of good, a force of positivity. Good, so good. You've done so well. You've been an amazing subject with me. I hope you feel so good, so nice, and so calm and relaxed. In a moment, I'll bring you back up to the waking world. When you do wake, I would love if you could do something small for me. Praise someone. Tell them how much you appreciate what they do. Doesn't have to be me. Doesn't have to be for something recent. Just tell them how good they're doing. Because when I wake you, you'll carry the warmth I've shared with you. You'll feel calm, confident, and kind. And you'll keep that with you as much as you can. When you notice something good in someone, something good they do, you'll say it. Because you know how much that matters. Now, feeling relaxed, happy and safe, I'll count you from 1 to 5, and on 5, you'll wake alert, refreshed and feeling so good. Because you are good. You are amazing. You deserve praise and affection. You are enough. And I know you can show others this too. 1. Feeling so happy, safe and warm. 2. Letting your consciousness drift back now, haze clearing. 3. Still happy, still melted a little, more confident, proud of yourself. 4. Knowing you deserve praise and so do others. Letting that sink in, holding it inside. And 5. Wake now, refreshed, alert and happy, warm and safe, and worthy of praise. I am glad you spent this time with me, truly. I am so happy you trusted me to share this experience with. You're so good to me. Thank you. My sincere hope is that this gave you some positive feelings and that you'll now share those with the people around you. It's so important to be kind. I know we play a lot, we do some naughty things. But we need to remember to be gentle and sweet and say those things we think that we so often keep hidden. Please remember that. And please hold my words close. They're true. And you do deserve praise.